from KQED.
After the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut 2 months ago, school districts across the nation are re-examining their safety procedures, how they practice lockdowns and emergency drills. And Stanislaus County has taken a novel approach. They've made a movie, an ultra-realistic simulation of a school shooting, complete with blood, guns, and frighteningly realistic assailants. Sam Harnett reports.
It's recess at the Hart Ransom K-8 school in Modesto, about an hour and a half east of San Francisco. A group of girls eating at picnic tables peek at us as we walk by, their superintendent, Reem Lockery, and a stranger with a recording device. Lockery is making sure all the gates leading off campus are locked.
A month ago, this probably would have been unlocked. It's unlocked now. It shouldn't be. And I'm glad I checked it. There we go.
Almond orchards and fields surround the Hart Ransom campus. Back before December, the staff didn't lock classroom doors or gates. Visitors could get on campus without going by the main office.
Our safety committee convened right after Newtown, like almost every district safety committee did, and we just tightened up.
At a school a few miles down the road, police are making more dramatic preparations. This audio comes from the Modesto Bee. The footage is of a mock school shooting put on by the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department.
This is a lockdown. Please lock down. This is lockdown. This is not a drill. This is a lockdown.
It's the nightmare scenario. Two darkly dressed characters are waving guns. Some children run to take cover. Others lie in the grass and concrete with gruesome injuries.
The spinal cord. The sheet metal that came out of her neck.
Yeah.
That's the makeup team from Daydreams and Nightmares, a costume shop brought in for its intensely convincing reproductions of gore.
We actually used real sheet metal
because it was last minute they told us.
Police departments and schools have been training regularly for school shootings ever since the 1999 massacre at Columbine High. But now a growing number of schools are making those drills more intense, bringing in actors, props, and professional makeup.
To get the best training value out of anything, you have to make it as realistic as possible. Of course, you can't put yourself in the real-life situation.
Lieutenant Mike Radford directs school response training at the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department. He decided to intensify the scenario after attending Urban Shield. It's a program that simulates large-scale disasters, like terrorist attacks or earthquakes. To make things more real, Radford got children from a community acting program to sit on the grass at the school and have a picnic. Then, to create a sense of fear, he set off stun grenades.
We got fantastic natural human reaction from these kids. And at the same time, we had a couple of our actors portraying bad guys come out, start yelling and screaming.
With the help of a federal grant, the Sheriff's Department is financing the video as a way to analyze and improve its tactics. The press turned out to cover the event. Clips aired on the Today Show and the BBC. Critics question if publicizing such graphic content might just encourage more violence. But Lieutenant Radford defends the video as a valuable learning tool. So valuable, he wants to expand the simulation in the future.
I learned that as big as we had it, I want it bigger. I want more people involved.
Back at the costume shop, Daydreams and Nightmares, owner Dana Walter's 13-year-old daughter, Jade Rogers, has just come home from school. Rogers played one of the wounded children in the scenario. Her mom says even though she supports the training, it wasn't easy to watch her daughter lie out there with a fake bullet wound to the head.
I was having a really hard time with that, and I'm sitting there going, okay, I know this is fake, but she laid there for 2 hours.
Rogers and her friend say the simulation was more realistic than they expected. Before this, neither had thought much about a school shooting.
Not really. I do now that we did that.
Yeah. But.
Lieutenant Radford hopes to have the video finished before the next school year. He plans to make it available for educators and police forces everywhere. For the California Report, I'm Sam Harnett in Modesto.
You can see that Modesto Bee News video of the training simulation by going to californiareport.org.